Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. I'm your host, Barry Bonds, founder and CEO of Locker-Report.com. And you guys can always reach me directly in any one of my social handles on Twitter, Locker_Report, on Instagram, LockerReport100, all small caps, on Facebook, LockerReport.com, and you guys can always check out Locker Talk podcast that's on Facebook as well as the upload videos each week as the show progresses and everything. So make sure you guys tune in to all of those spots where you can be able to shoot messages to me directly and to hear content throughout the week. And you guys can always tune in to the Bachelor News Radio Network where you hear all the programming. And also make sure you guys tune in every day when we'll have our shows broadcasted on BachelorNews.airtime.pro. You can catch me for an hour from 2 to 3 o'clock every day to catch up on what's going on in the NFL world. I like to say the NFL within the NFL. Today, I am extremely honored to have a returning guest who joined the show last week, who I'm a big fan of. He's doing great things down there in the University of Shaw as the head coach for the University of Shaw football team, Mr. Coach Adrian Jones. Mr. Jones, how you doing this morning, sir?
Doing great, man. Can't complain.
That's great, man. How you and your family been holding up through this whole pandemic? I hope everyone is safe and there's no issues with your family or any one of your close ones. Everybody's been blessed and okay?
Yeah, we're blessed. Everybody's doing well, man.
That's good.
You.
Great. Everybody's doing fine. I actually take my son back to school next week. He goes to Chowan University, so hitting that road, getting him all set up. He's been quarantined in the house for 14 days. That's what the school had recommended and required. So he had to stop his job at Domino's being a delivery guy to make sure he stays safe because he's going back to school and he's ready for another good year. So everyone's doing fine. Thanks a lot for asking.
Great.
Now, speaking of the pandemic, before I get into terms talking about football with the school program, there's one player on your team that I've been eyeing for the past couple of years, and that's Devin Hunt. And I know that he was injured early last year. I was wondering, what's the status on him, and would he be eligible for the 2021 NFL draft?
Yes, Devin Hunt is full go. He cleared when we were practicing in the spring. He actually was practicing with us 100% back, actually stronger, bigger, faster than he was when he got hurt. So we look forward to Devin coming back and doing great things.
Fantastic. That's good news because I held off my breakdown for HBCU linebackers to publish, and I wanted to talk about him last week on last week's show, but I'm going to talk about him whether it's you're on the show for the rest of the day or the way how, of course, his interview would go. But I definitely want to highlight his talent. I'm a huge fan of that young man. I really believe that there's an opportunity there. And knowing that NFL football operations had initiated the HBCU combine, when you first heard about that combine being established through the NFL football operations, through the NFL front office, what was your first thoughts and what were some of the things that went through your mind about having a strong platform for these players to finally get some attention thrown at them?
I was absolutely happy. I wish back in the early 90s that they had something like that for us when we were coming out of school. But that's a great platform for our guys. And what was also great about it, we had two guys that got elected to go, and that was Kevontae Moses and Keanu Gonzalez, which is offensive lineman and a tight end. And, you know, I think there's a great opportunity for the NFL scouts to see them and actually get to showcase their skills at a high level with, you know, with all the NFL scouts around watching.
Exactly, because knowing executive football, executive vice president of football operations, Troy Vincent, he's been, I would say, the spearhead of this for the past several years. And due to the situation that this country has been going through, far as with African-American males being killed by police officers and talking about racial injustice in this country, the last thing I did not want the public to know and the listeners to know that this was something that the NFL just jumped on because of what was going on with the climate of our country. This has been something that the front office, and I know personally, that's been trying to put together for a number of years, because one thing that Mr. Vincent and also all the powers that be in the NFL recognize that the lack of HBCU players in the NFL is totally unacceptable. When you look back at since 2017, it's only been an average of 30 players out of over 1,700 players in the league that came from HBCU schools. Last year it was 32. But with this platform, I really believe that that's definitely going to change. And I believe that it's definitely going to change, knowing that you had two players from your school that was invited to the HBCU Combine. How does that make you feel, knowing that you're starting to put together some NFL-quality players with your program?
I mean, we're absolutely happy about it. When we took this job, you know, we knew we had some work to do, and that was some of our goals as a coaching staff, to make sure that we give our guys an opportunity to play on the next level. And we did a great job of evaluating talent, and just hats off to my coaching staff of believing in the kids that we were recruiting and letting them know that little old Shaw, we might not have a lot of bells and whistles, but one thing we got is a good coaching staff, and you'll have a chance to play on the next level if you just bear with us and believe in our system.
Yeah, absolutely, and last year was evidence of that, because you started out, first of all, congratulations on a great season last year. Your guys finished at 4-6, and your guys finished really strong, finishing out the last four games on a winning streak after y'all had your homecoming against Livingstone, and y'all guys just took off from there. It really showed what this program is starting to do, what y'all guys are starting to show, you know, how y'all guys can bring a great balance of great defense and a good running game. Y'all guys really know how y'all can play situational football. That really showed down the stretch. To know that y'all guys had definitely finished strong, I know you guys are looking forward, you know, moving beyond after last year.
Yeah, absolutely. We were actually 6-4, so we were above 500, one game away from being in the championship. But this year when we come out, we want to make sure that we control our own destiny. We need to win the games that we have to win, and we got a veteran football team. As you know, we got Devin Hunt back, but you got Daniel Bender, wide receiver, Torian Campbell, our quarterback, Sidney Gibbs, Kevin Sherman. The list goes on. So we look really forward to this year because, like I said, we're probably the most seasoned football team in the CIAA, whether it's coaches or players. So we really think that we have a good chance of winning a championship.
Absolutely. I thought for sure I said 6-4. I hope I didn't mess your record up. Now, knowing that now, considering with the pandemic, knowing that all the HBC had postponed all their fall sports into the spring, I know there's probably some things you probably can't get into far as with discussions with the conference. But looking towards, let's say, spring ball happens and Shaw University and HBCU schools are ready to take the field, what are some of the positives that you think, knowing that the NFL schedule is going to pretty much stay intact far as with their combines and also with the other workouts, what are some of the things that you think, some of the things that your school probably would implement, or an HBCU platform all in itself, what do you think some of the things they will implement to make sure that the games get played and your players still get the attention that y'all need from the NFL?
Well, right now they're talking about a 7-game season, so that's pretty much all your conference games. And at the end of that, whoever is the number one team out of the South and the North will play a championship game. So, you know, it's an 8-game season. That's a chance to get film. The best thing about this thing is the freshmen and the JUCO transfers that we brought in, they actually get a semester to get ready to play football. So I think those freshmen that come in, they try to learn on the run so fast that it's so much for them. But now we can, like, dummy it down. We can slow it down for those guys and get them prepared for the spring. It's one of the number one things that I think that's going to benefit not just Shaw University, but all the CIAA schools.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. Our guest for the day, Shaw University football head coach, Mr. Adrian Jones. Mr. Jones, knowing that the changes that's being made, what are some of the things that you are implementing for your players to make sure that your guys are healthy and ready to go when your guys announce?
Well, the one biggest thing is hats goes off to Shaw University of making sure we had a plan in hand when the kids got on campus. Our kids came on campus last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you know, hand sanitizers, making sure that the guys are wearing their masks. You know, just everything on campus is going smoothly. As far as our workouts is concerned, there's protocol in the weight room and stuff. Our strength and conditioning and our trainers have done a great job of implementing things and making sure our safety is number one. And, you know, and a lot of parents that dropped off their kids felt very safe when they dropped their kids off. There was a lot of questions when, you know, on the phone, over our Zoom meetings over the summer. But when they dropped their kids off, a lot of the parents were, you know, ecstatic at how comfortable they were to leave their kids here and how safe they felt with them. So I think that's a big plus. We just got to continue to, as I think, chop wood, carry water. We got to keep doing what we're supposed to do. We got to, you know, it's a new day and age. We still will continue to meet with our team on via Zoom. The only other interaction we'll have is probably in the weight room from a far distance. But right now I'm just proud of just getting to see our kids. We really miss them. And just getting them back on campus and watching those guys do what they do is awesome.
That's fantastic. At least, you know, you're definitely going by the protocols that's out there. And I know it's one thing, especially considering what this country is going through. I know that makes you feel proud knowing that the parents feel safe with you, with this program, recognizing that it's come first and health comes first. And to see that you and your staff is putting the kids in a safe environment, knowing that you have the parents really, you know, trusting you guys, having a confidence in you guys. Have there been a particular player or a particular parent that the preparedness that the school has placed for their players? Have any parents had expressed their gratitude towards you in the program?
Oh, yes. One parent, she's very involved, John Barnes, wide receiver from Clayton High School. His mom is just really impressed with what was going on. You know, like you said, there's a lot of questions as a parent. You know, I understand it. Like, what does it look like? And, you know, a lot of times you can tell a parent what it looks like, but they have to actually come on campus and see it for themselves. And when they came on campus, they were just like, "Coach, we appreciate everything." And it's not me. At the end of the day, I don't get any credit for that. It's solely on our university, our president, doing a great job of implementing, making sure that we got our kids back on campus, and that not only back on campus, but are safe and things are going well.
That's awesome, man. And I totally understand that. You know, it always starts from the head, and then. But the thing is that when you had the school president, not all the times the AD is always around, the head coach is always around, and when you have the head coach that is following the rules and procedure, you know, everyone is going to look at you. You're the face, you know, you're the face of the franchise, so to speak, when it comes down to sports, especially with football. And it starts from you. Definitely have to give you, you know, a whole lot of credit for what you're instituting in that school about discipline, showing respect, and then at the same time being ready as men, the field and off the field. You know, you have a lot of coaches that only worry about winning and only worrying about, you know, from game to game. But it really says a lot when we have a head coach, especially at HBCU school, that's worrying about not only winning, but ultimately winning off the field. And that's an environment that you're definitely putting together at Shaw University. Coach, I'm about to take a quick pause. I want to know, can you stay around for about two more questions and then let you go off? I know you're very busy, and I thank you for joining in on the Locker Talk this morning.
Absolutely, no problem.
You're listening to
if you
Talk,
want real discussions on politics, social issues, racial issues, and other topics, then tune into the Bachelor News Radio Show Listen live every Monday and Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern at blogtalkradio.com. And if you missed the show, you can listen every Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern, and every Sunday at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. at thebachelornews.airtime.pro. Listen and be informed.
All right, welcome back to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Locker-Report.com. And you guys can always reach out to me directly on any one of my social handles on Twitter at Locker_Report, Instagram, Locker Report 100, all small caps, Facebook, LockReport.com, and also check out Locker Talk Podcast on Facebook. And make sure you guys always tune into any one of the great shows that we have on the Bachelor News Radio Network, like for instance, the Bachelor News Radio Show with our host, L.A. Bachelor, where you discuss issues of race, politics, injustice, equality, religion, sports, and anything that affects the black and brown and poor people negatively. Tune into any of the shows on Monday and Thursdays from 6 to 8 on the Bachelor News Radio Network, and also make sure you guys stay tuned in to the bachelornews.airtime.pro, where you can listen to the Locker Talk for an hour from 2 to 3 o'clock. Today, have an honored guest on the show from Shaw University, Shaw Bears, head coach Adrian Jones. Mr. Jones, thanks a lot for staying on the show. And two quick questions for you before we let you, because I know that you're extremely busy. When we look at the play for HBC teams and the whole entire platform, I would say since you have been close to the HBCU coaching community, how much of a difference has the play, I would say, from 10 years ago or 5 years ago, how much has the play on the field had improved for HBCU players and HBCU football?
I think the demographics, you know, the coaches are a little bit different. You know, you got coaches that come from all walks of life that are, you know, have done a great job. That's the first thing. But the speed of the game, you know, the resources that they have now are a lot different. You know, back then I had a VHS, I had to watch film and rewind, and now you got Huddle, you have access to all that stuff, and recruiting is a lot easier. It's just so much different, and just technology, I could say, is the number one thing. But absolutely, the speed of the game and the size of our athletes now are a little bit different than what it was when I was playing.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, you're definitely not a small guy yourself, so you probably can still suit up and get out there.
I still can handle myself in this day and age, though, definitely.
Oh, man, you have to, because I know sometimes out of you know, pure fun, you know, your players don't size you up. You know, they know about your great career when you played, and, you know, they want to size themselves up against you and everything. So I know that sometimes you got to show them that, you know, that you still can flex and you still can get down as well.
And you also let them know that the ink don't lie. As long as it's in the book, it's real.
Absolutely, absolutely. I like that. I'm going to use that. I'm going to actually steal that from you.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Now, I know, you know, all 32 teams in the NFL with scouts, they're not going to talk to all the HBCU head coaches. You know, I know that. And I know that as far as their target, you know, they look at a lot with the MEAC, and I know they look at the SWAC as well as, you know, the pretty much the Division I teams for HBCU schools. So I know that a lot of things will probably be catered to them. However, if you had an opportunity to be able to sit in front of, you know, all 32 teams in the league, what would some of the things that you would say to them in regards of HBCU football, in regards to your players, and how important the change and to purposely look to the HBCU community to really further and strengthen their presence in the league like it was once before? What would you say to those guys?
Well, I'll let them know that, one, that, you know, there's great coaches in this league, and we have great football players. A lot of the football players that are in this league are actually a D1 football players, whether they the grades were like they're supposed to be, the SAT scores are not the way they're supposed to be. or just got overlooked, Devin Hunt is one. Devin Hunt
right.
is absolutely a D1 football player, but got overlooked. And at the end of the day, you just have to go to those universities and find those football players. We're fortunate enough that ever since I've been to Shaw, no NFL scout came in until last year, and they came to like five of our practices. So now we're on a level that where they know what little old Shaw University is. They go to NC State and they go look at those big time football players, but the next stop they go to is Shaw University. So hats off to our football players. Like I told them, when a scout comes to see a Devin Hunt, you got to show out, because they're not just looking at Devin Hunt or the other guys. They're looking to see who's the next star. And we put ourselves in situations where we want to make sure not only that we get football players that can win games at Shaw University, but we also want those guys that have visions of being on the next level, have a chance to get to that next level. And that's my job, to make sure that those guys have a chance. And I'm one of those coaches that, even though they might not hit us up, I have a couple connections, and I make sure I use my connections to get Shaw on the map. And I'm going to continue to do that as long as I'm at Shaw University.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's awesome. And, you know, I'm definitely going to do my part here at LockerDanceReport.com, because the whole site, if you ever been to the site, you'll recognize that I talk about what's going on currently in the NFL. You know, we leave the big boy networks to cover that stuff. You know, sometimes I say covering that is a little easier. But for my whole take, I love to evaluate the small school guys. There's value in small school players. There's value in undrafted players. And to know that you're about to have a couple players that's going to get to the NFL to represent this school, it's only going to open up great things in recruitment. Also, it's going to open up things for y'all play on the field, which the community is starting to see. You know, finishing strong last year at 6-4. Coach Jones, it's been a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. I love to have you back on the show again, pretty much after y'all guys finish y'all season. You know, hopefully everything is staying on track. Keep up the great work. You're a great influence for the young men. And at Shaw and in the HBCU community, not only you're a great coach, great father, great leader, and continued success, sir. I greatly appreciate you.
Always great to be on, man. Thanks for having me.
You got it, sir. Now, that was Shaw Bears University head coach Adrian Jones, who joined Locker Talk this morning. He was a guest last year. He came on, graced us with his presence once again for this year to talk about football. One of the best things about the interview, about Coach Jones, is that he's definitely all about disciplining his players, making men out of them, and not only being great on the field, but off the field. That's what it's all about, and he definitely is a great example of that. To know that linebacker Devin Hunt is healthy, he's ready to go, he's definitely one of the guys that's on the radar at locker-report.com. You can always go to the site and click on HBCU Ready. I would say that's the category where everything in relation to HBCU football is at on that site. So make sure you guys check that out. You listen to Locker Talk on Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow, today. And if you guys at any time want to send any messages by any means, just send straight to locker-report.com on Twitter. On Instagram, LockReport 100, all small caps. Also on Facebook at LockerReport.com. And also, you can also check it out on Locker Talk Podcast on Facebook. And also, you guys can always call in. You'll call in at 646-929-0130. Again, the number is 646-929-0130. Now, before we end the show, definitely want to end the show as still talking about HBCU sports. And there, when it comes to the NFL Regional Combine platform, there's currently just one player that's in the NFL right now that went through an HBCU school that is currently in the NFL. And his name is William Stanback. He was a running back for Virginia Union, a solid talent coming out of school. He'd be I definitely evaluated him, I believe it was 2016, when he first came through the platform with the NFL Regional Combine. Then he came back to what they had, the Pro Player Combine in 2018, had welcomed him to that workout. And I remember that workout, he had injured his hamstring. And so he and I were, you know, was talking on the side, and he was definitely very emotional. Definitely wanted to encourage him to let him know that it's not over. There's going to be some teams that looked at his workout because he was pretty much finished his workout. He was almost, you know, towards the end, he was actually running the route tree as far as running backs out the backfield. He really improved his hands, how he was able to catch the ball out the backfield, and he was really showing that during that workout. But right after that workout, after he got healed, got everything together, he did manage to get signed with a Canadian team last year, and actually became their version of an All-Pro in the CFL. So that was solid on his part for him to make it. Then he signed with the Oakland Raiders this past January. The reason why I'm talking about him is because he just suffered through a tragic situation involving with his parents. His father had both his parents actually passed away last month. His father, Mr. Senior William Stanback, he had suffered from a bladder cancer, a condition that he did not really disclose with anyone. He kind of kept that secret with himself, but he unfortunately lost his life to bladder cancer. And then on the day of his burial, the very next day, his mother, Patricia, she died from a heart attack right after they laid her husband, William's father, to rest. So he lost his mom and dad in the span of 11 days last month. He returned back to the Oakland Raiders early this week. I definitely, reached out to him. I know that he's definitely going through a hard time right now, knowing that he not only lost his parents, but he's also trying to make sure that he make the roster for the Las Vegas Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders now have their brand new facility in Las Vegas. They no longer in Oakland, but William is looking to make that roster, and I really believe that he will make that roster. He is a bruising type of running back with speed. With him there with Josh Jacobs, I think they will be an excellent pair in the backfield. William would definitely bring that physicality that Coach Gruden liked. Was one of the things that he liked having when he had Mike Ostadt when he was the fullback for the Tampa Bay Bucks during the time when he was there and when they won the Super Bowl. So William, not saying that he remind you of Ostadt, but what he will remind you of, that physical style, that bruising style of running, combined with speed and also good hands out in the backfield. I'm confident that William will make the roster with the Raiders. I think he'll definitely contribute to that squad offensively, knowing that they had retooled and knowing they're ready to move into something great in Las Vegas. But definitely want to send out condolences to William Stanback, letting him know that, you know, although for us fan-wise and household name-wise, that he's still relatively unknown. But the thing is, he's definitely known. Just want to let him know that he definitely has supporters out there, people that will support him. We know that the Virginia Union community definitely supports him, knowing that he's a lone representative in the NFL that's looking to make that roster to really showcase that not only that he can play, but they are players in HBCU in the community, on their teams, on these platforms, that can contribute on the highest level of football. And we're looking forward to William showcasing that for the 2020 season for the Las Vegas Raiders. So I'm excited about it. Thanks a lot for tuning in to Locker Talk. When you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow, today, make sure you guys tune in next week. Next week, we're going to get in, talk about some more players from the HBCU platform. Definitely going to talk about Devin Hunt, get into some defensive front players